When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Take it in. Take it all in. That, my friends, is the smell of second spot in the West. Isn't that a wonderful, wonderful smell? Hopefully you're smelling the same thing that I am. Second spot in the West after defeating the Denver Nuggets. What more could you want? If I was to say that in order to get that win, you got a career high from an undrafted free agent in his second season, a cult hero lighting a team up for a career high 8 threes, would that be the cherry on top, my friends? Well, I hope so, because that's what happened. Welcome to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation. You can follow us on Twitter, at Lyle Swithenbank, at Ethos Pelicans. Follow us on all the socials, we're there. So go and check us out. Coming to YouTube again soon, probably after my holiday. We'll get back onto there a little bit more, but everything else is firing. Oh my lord, lordy lord. If you were to tell me today that this game was going to be quite as exciting as it was, I wouldn't have believed you. I thought, I think we had a good chance against a Nuggets team who were tied with us for second coming into the game after they had a loss the other day. But I wouldn't have expected it to happen in quite the fashion that we really experienced, particularly with the start that we had. If you have seen it and you want to know the score, we ended up winning 121-106 at the Smoothie King Center after a brief trip over to Spurs, and we'll recap that game quickly as well. But what a win. Taking us to 15-8 on the season. Unbelievable victory. Really impressed with how we are. I think we're now 7 games over .500, which... it's just incredible. We think about this time last year when I think we were winning our 6th game, something like that. It was slowly getting the team healthier, and CJ McCollum and Larry Nance were but a mere twinkle in our eye. The fun that the Snellican gave us was in his brief moment as a Pelican. Wasn't even contemplated, and now we're here. Playing without Brandon Ingram again, without Herb Jones. We have Dyson Daniels, Trey Murphy take the starting spots. And we do that to them. With CJ McCollum, I'm going to say, still recovering from COVID, still trying to find his rhythm. And hopefully it's sooner rather than later. But otherwise, there was not really a down point in this game, besides the first maybe 5 or 6 minutes until Jose checked into the game. And honestly, we're going to talk about that game today. Because I'm up and about. Honestly, it was such a fun game where everyone played their role, and we had a few special cameos from a few different players that we haven't seen much of this year, but came in and played their role as well. So we're going to talk about that. So let's get to it. As we usually start, the quarter by quarter. Honestly, we started slow. We ended up digging ourselves a 15-point hole, couldn't really match Jokic, who was unstoppable in the first quarter. I think he had 13 5 and 3 in the first quarter, and it looked like it was going to be a typical game against the Nuggets where Jokic just goes absolutely ballistic and we have no answer. JV copped a couple of early fouls and had to keep playing through foul trouble basically the whole game. and did an admirable job. But it was his backup, Billy Hernan Gomez, who came in once Jonas got his fourth foul early in the third, that really tipped the tide against him. I mean, we started guarding him a little bit different in the second half and slowed him down. So we'll get to that in a minute. But second quarter, 32-29, Jose came in, hit his first three-pointers, ended up 5 of 5 before he missed a shot, and was just absolutely awesome. He complete change of pace, had them in all sorts. I actually watched it with the opposing commentary for some unknown reason. The NBA app was being silly, shockingly, in the second quarter, so I had to watch it with their commentary. And they were in all sorts. They had absolutely... The commentators were sitting there like, someone, get someone to him, make sure you shut him down, Ish Smith, do something. And when you're saying that about your sixth man, who's played, you know, half a season, basically, equivalent, because he was unstoppable. He was absolutely a difference maker. And it was impressive to see when you've got a guy like that that's already getting such a reputation around the league as someone that changes games. We saw when he came into the field, he was getting... everyone was cheering, carrying on. When he left the field, everyone gave him a standing ovation. And you love to see that, you know. You get a bit... you get proud that this guy's on your team and such a great representative of our team and of New Orleans basketball. And it really is a sight to see, and we love that. We come out the third quarter with a bit of a tussle. We were down a little bit, I think one or two, I think. And then in the third quarter, we give him 28. And Jose comes straight out the gate, hits a three. Trey did, and then we were away, straight away. We came at him. Trey Murphy got going in that third quarter, was dunking everything, had Jokic in foul trouble, and kept attacking him. And that's what we like to see. When a guy of that quality can't play on both ends because of foul trouble, keep going at him. If they're going to leave him out there, well, force their hand and make him make a sub and make them, back away on defense, make that business decision. And we saw that. And I like the adjustments in this game, because what we did was we attacked. We got downhill. We attacked the paint, as we have been doing. And while it wasn't a very successful night from three, other than Jose, who probably padded the stats a little bit, gave us 11 three-pointers made, eight from Jose, it was one of those nights that we got a lot to go. The fouls were going our way, definitely. I think there was a few ones that were missed on Jokic, and I know there was a few average calls both ways, and I think there was a couple of umpires out there that were just completely atrocious to as basketball umpires. But anyway, I'm not going to tell you how to do your job. But to finish the way we did, last quarter, 34-25. And it started with a Jose 3 straight away. And then he played pretty much... I think he played the whole last quarter except the last minute when he had his 38 points. And honestly, he just killed them. Zion recognized as, I suppose, the pseudo point guard playing off Jose. He recognized as well that if they were going to double him, Jose was on. And he was finding him. He was making those shots. And that was exactly what we needed. The other guys need to step up in situations where you don't have those key guys. And we're seeing that. We're seeing the depth of this team come alive right in front of us. And, I mean, as a fan, it's pretty exciting, honestly. It really is. And, I mean, we should all just take a second and just enjoy this moment. Honestly, just think back. I know we've got plenty of people saying we should do this, we should do that, let's make a move, and let's, you know, improve and this and that. But I think right now, let's just enjoy the ride. And that's not to criticize anyone or to say, you know, hey, we shouldn't make a move, we shouldn't trade this guy, we shouldn't do that. I don't care about that at the moment. There's completely benign argument in this situation. Just enjoy it. Let's have fun. Because that's what the Smoothie King looked like, was happening, and everyone's smiling and everyone's running around and just enjoying playing basketball. And that's what we should, you know. A couple of the last years have been bloody average. So when you're getting a successful product on the court, enjoy it, because you never know how long it lasts. And it is a great time to be a Pels fan. Really, really good result. And so I'm stoked with how it went. It couldn't have happened to a better guy in Jose, because you know, he's been through it. He's worked his way from where he was to now, and he's now the franchise leader in bench points or points off the bench in a single game. Most points by an undrafted free agent. He's, you know, career high 38. It's the most points scored by any Pels player this year. And it feels good. Feels really good to have so many different players who can go off on any night. We've seen Trey Murphy the last few games, averaged 21 points over the last four games. You've seen Zion finding his feet. We'll go through all that in the box score. But honestly, I think it's now's the time that we can say we're a pretty good side. And yeah, of course, there's adjustments and you're not going to win every single game. But we've been playing great basketball, and to see the standings reflect that, to see the people starting to sit up around the league and say, hang on, this is a good side. You've got to take care of the Pels. You can't just take a night off against them. Well, it's a nice feeling to be. And when you go from the hunter to the hunted, this is where you really have to show your true colours. And do you have the grit to get to the playoffs and make some noise and win those tough games? And I think, yes, I think we do. I think what I've seen, I think we're a great side, and I think we can hang with anyone. And I don't think I could say that about many other teams. So it's an exciting time. It really is. And you know, taking care of the games that you're meant to win, obviously beating the Spurs the other day was really good. And then you come in and you take on a full-strength Nuggets team who have been pretty good. Well, you took care of business at your home court. And that's what you need to do. Turn the Smoothie King Center into a fortress. So, anyway, I digress. Let's go to the stats. We both shot 50.6 for the game. 41 of 81, both teams, which is bizarre. I don't think I've ever seen that before, but very good. Three-pointers, we hit 11 of 26, 42%, to their 8 of 31, 25%. And we're actually fifth best in the league in opponent's three-point percentage. So we keep it to about 29%. So as on the season, we're the third, best defense in the whole, or defensive rating in the whole league, which is pretty crazy because that was going to be the Achilles heel this year. We thought we were going to score bucket loads of points, but maybe not defend quite as well. And that has not been the case. We've been very good on the offense and very good on the defense. And if you can keep this going for the whole season, we know history says that you have to be in the top 10 of both to win a championship. Am I getting ahead of myself? Perhaps. But let's enjoy December. It's Christmas time. You can give me this one. We had 29 assists, which is fantastic. Getting that ball moving is the way that we need to play. It's the way we win. The ball moves faster than the defense can adapt, and you get yourself easy looks. So keep that going. Rebounds, they beat us 43 to 36. But it wasn't really a game like that. Points off turnovers. We turned their turnovers into 18 points off turnovers, which is exactly what you want. Turnovers, we just had a very efficient 10, which is outstanding after the 22 we had the other day, to their 19. So when you turn the ball over from them, take advantage of it. And that's what we were doing. Easy points in transition. And I like seeing that. That's what teams did to us last year when we turned the ball over. We got punished. This year, we're not turning the ball over, so you can't get punished. Simple maths. Simple basketball. Execute on the offense, defend the living daylights out of it on the defense. So, we're going to go to a break, and then after that, we will come back and chat the box score. We'll quickly recap the Spurs game because it was a bit of a wash. From the second half anyway, we came back, but we'll get to that after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, listeners, do you remember who led you to Tyrese Halliburton, Mikal Bridges, and many others throughout the basketball journey and fantasy basketball journey? Well, that's right. It is the Brewski 150, and it is available now. There's plenty of other things going on over at Sports Ethos, so go and check that out and dominate your drafts. Okay, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. The Pelicans defeat the Denver Nuggets 121-106 at the Smoothie King Center, led by 38 points off the bench for Jose Alvarado in 26 minutes, which in itself is incredible. Great game all round. Denver, for them, Jokic had himself almost a triple-double, 32-16-9. Beyond that, Murray 18, Gordon had 19 and Brown had 13. For us, beautiful game for Trey Murphy. 12 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals. The defensive stats have been wonderful in recent times for Trey. 4 of 8 shooting and definitely not enough shots for him. He only had 3 up until halftime. And we need to get him the ball often because 3 3-point attempts for a guy that shoots at that percentage is not enough. So let's pass the ball. I know it was Jose's night, but otherwise we'd better not turn this into a theme. Zion Williamson, 35 minutes. He had 25 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. And we know the last two games he was flirting with a triple-double. 1 assist off last game, 23 potential assists against the Spurs, which just comes down to us not making shots. But he was great. 9 of 17, 52%. Completely unstoppable again. And they threw bodies at him, and he still finished around them. And Zion is back. So enjoy it. Let's all enjoy watching this generational talent completely and utterly decimate teams because he gets 25 points with ease. JV, 13 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 13 minutes. He was in foul trouble most of the night. Jokic had him in hell. But though, you know, they were going back and forth, but JV was getting touch fouls, whereas Jokic could punch JV all over and not get fouled. But anyway, who am I to sound like a salty Pels fan, but whatever, we won. Take that, Denver. Enjoy that L. CJ McCollum, 33 minutes. He had 7 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 of 11. His shot is still not there. He still likes to go shot hunting, but he is realizing that if he is not hitting shots, to pass the ball. So that's what he did. Obviously, he's good. When he's good, he's great. When he's not, he is woeful. So good recognition from him that he's still working his way back and to defer to others. But we'll see how that goes. Dyson, in his second start, had 2 points and 2 rebounds in place of Herb. 1 steal, 1 of 3 shots. He defended really, really well. Got a steal on Jokic at one point. And, you know, he's a plug and play for Herb. He really is playing out of his mind. He's so calm on offense. And while the stat sheet doesn't really give him his due, he was really good because he's a great defender, and he's so calm and poised and can run an offense, and, you know, he's a threat. He's long, he's lengthy, and I thought he played really well and continues to grow every game. Devontae Graham, 13 minutes. Thought he was really good, actually. 5 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists. Didn't have any steals or blocks, which makes it a bit strange because he was in everything. He was tipping passes. He was defending the living daylights out of it. He was hustling, and oh, I think one turned into a jump ball or something, but he was really good. And I thought Devontae Graham on the defensive end has been fantastic this year. I think when he comes in, he provides a spark plug. He defends the living daylights out of it. And, you know, he comes in, he hits a shot straight off the bench. He was one of 4 tonight. But, again, he was attacking. He did his job. And that's all you can ask. Najee, 23 minutes at 3 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals and a block. Enough said there from Naj. He was defending, getting out in transition, and creating for others. And, again, another lovely night for that. Larry Nance, 20 minutes. Bit of a trickier night for Larry because of the bigger lineup that they play. They play Aaron Gordon and Jokic together. So it means that you can't really go small. He sort of played alongside Billy and played alongside Jonas. But he was solid. 4 points, three rebounds, a steal and a block. And one was a big help side block that was just about obliterated the ball, knocked the leather off the ball, which was fantastic. And of course, Jose, 27 minutes, or just short of, 38 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists and a steal, 12 of 19, 8 of 11 from 3, 6 of 7 from the field, from the free throw line, pardon me, and no turnovers, plus 21 on the night. I mean, that is outstanding. When you have a guy that comes on, gives you plus 21, and is just one of your smallest guys, you know, small in stature but not in heart, I think is a great way to describe him. He is just the X factor. He's had a great season and continues to go strength to strength, and I could not be prouder to say that he's on our team. Hats off to Jose in this one. Billy Hernan Gomez took over for Jonas when he was in foul trouble, played nearly 20 minutes, played well. 12 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal and a block, 2 or 3 from the field. He had 8 of 10 free throw. Well, he had 10 free throw attempts, which I think is crazy, but he hit 8 of them. Did very well, honestly. I didn't know he'd taken that many. But he was solid. And again, when your number's called, and they all talk about this in the post game, is when your number's called, you got to be ready. And Billy is always ready. And Willie Green talked about it. He said he's been begging me to play. But when you've got such a deep team, it makes it difficult. Zion said, you know, I want him to play more, but at the same time, he understands that this team's so deep and that the position that the coaches are put in is that they run the things that they want to work. So, or that they want to run. So, you know, Billy sort of falls as the odd man out. But when he does get to play, you know, he's ready and he comes in and does that. And that's all credit to guys staying ready. It's a credit to the person who Billy is, that, you know, while it is easy to drop your head, he loves playing basketball. This is what he wants to do. And he's always giving positive energy. And, you know, we raised the question a few weeks ago about, you know, is he disgruntled? Well, perhaps he is. But when you come out and have performances like this, well, force the coach's hand. Make them play you. If you're going to play like that, well, you know, you come in and you defend Jokic the second half. You did a great job against him. And, you know, all credit to Billy in this one. I was very impressed. He also got himself a plus 20 on the night, which is really impressive. I'll tell you one thing, the plus minus. Najee had a plus 23, best for the team, and scored 3 points. So it's not all about scoring in terms of impacting the game. So let's just have a think about that. But honestly, all in all, a fantastic win. We bank that one. It adds, goes into that little W pile with the rest of them, with the other 14 wins. Now we've got 15. And we have some tests against the Suns coming up, the top-ranked side. You beat them a couple of times. You're only one game behind. So top spot is there for the taking. I don't know if we've ever got to say that before as Pels fans, but top spot, let me repeat it, is there for the taking. I mean, let's chew on that. It is awesome. So, before we wrap up, we'll do a quick summary of the Spurs game over the weekend. I know we won. Everyone knows that. It was very good. Great effort by the whole team. Again, went and visited them, 117-99. First half was crap. Second half was fantastic. We put the screws in them, made them work for everything. They had a heap of guys out, but Devin Vassell was very good for them, and not really anyone else was. So we exploited that. Great game from a whole heap of guys in this one. Zion, as I said, 30, 15, and 8, which is great. You know, getting in that point Zion, which we saw in this game as well, in the Denver game, is, I think, has been a big turning point in how this offense runs. Zion, with the ball in his hands, is completely and utterly dangerous. He's unstoppable. And he'll find guys. That's the thing, is he's such a good point guard, is he will find guys. And we saw that in this, you know, 8 assists, as I said, 23 potential assists, which was just down to how badly we shot the ball. But, you know, a great effort. In the second half, you know, Jose and Najee both had 15 apiece. JV gave us 21 and 11. And you couldn't guard the big men in this. And so we just fed them, and they just feasted. And that's what you wanted. You know, when the ball is... when you've got a mismatch, exploit it. And that's what we did. We went at them. They had absolutely no answer for those two guys. Trey Murphy chipped in with 17 as well. And really impressive from the guys as we put the Spurs in the ground, as you meant to do for a team that rests players and that were on a 9-game losing streak. We made it 10. Nice even 10, which was lovely as well. So, I'll leave it at that. All in all, great game today or and over the weekend to bank those two wins. We take on a rambunctious team coming up. I'm pretty sure it is the Pistons. Yep, Pistons on Wednesday night. Young team, 6-19. Again, another one you meant to win. Go over there, knock it on the head, and get home. Because Friday night, we take on the Suns. And we have this weird weekend where we only play the Suns and the Jazz. So, anyway, we'll get to that. But, yeah, bank this win. Puts you in close with the Suns. And then you can have a battle with them coming up over the weekend. So, we may or may not have a guest coming up tomorrow. So, there'll be another episode with someone else. Which, we always enjoy the guests. So, look out for that one. Otherwise, we'll leave it at that. This has been the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Ethos Pelicans, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. If you've got time, go and give us a rate and review on your Apple device or wherever you listen to your podcast. And, of course, stay safe. And bye for now.